Hallelujah. How many wants to be stronger in your spirit than in your flesh? You got your Bibles this morning. It'd be easy to preach, but Lord have mercy. I need to teach this. Turn in your Bibles to Colossians 3 and 1. Paul's letter to the Colossian church. He wrote this letter while in prison. Think of that. Behind bars, incarcerated for the word of God's sake.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Colossians 3 1. When you get it, say amen.
Amen.
Paul said by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost as he wrote, if ye then be risen with Christ, if you're saved, and God has saved you, if ye then be risen with Christ, what? Seek those things which are where?
Above.
Above. Seek them.
Yes.
Pray for them. Long for them. Desire them. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your what?
Affections.
Your goals, your desires, your longings, your affections on things where?
Above.
Not on things on the earth.
Yes.
For ye are dead. Dead to what? The things of this world and its sins and its attractions and its entertainments and its lusts. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Oh, you may be seated. If we only had a desire,
yes.
Sister Dottie Wright, smack on the nail head.
No.
If we only had a desire and a longing and a hunger and a thirst for God and heavenly things and spiritual three things, God, would you give us a desire? My Lord, that's greater than all the hindrances in this life. Hallelujah. I want a heart to seek Him and to long for Him. And we can say, I want Jesus more than anything in this world. I want the spiritual things of God.
Bless Him, Lord.
I titled this lesson this morning, We Must Go Higher. Stay with me for a while. We must go higher.
Yes.
The Lord of the high places, Brother George, is a calling us to go higher. You must go higher in this hour if you want to be victorious and endure unto the end. Oh, how many times the word up is used in the Word of God and through the Scriptures. It's used in the lyrics of songs. The Lord does not want us down. He don't want us low in the spirit and worldly bound. There is a higher realm. There is a high place in God that we must attain to and get to. And the Holy Ghost is a calling us in this late hour. Hallelujah. He's calling, Brother George, to God's people and to the church. You must go higher. We can't stay low.
Amen.
We gotta ascend into the mountain of God's holiness.
Lord, be to God. Thank you, Lord. Bless Him, Lord.
Can you hear the Spirit speaking?
Jesus.
Listen. Look up. Get up. Rise up. Be lifted up in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and the presence of God. There's peace. There's joy. There's overcoming power in those heavenly places. I got to get there. I said prayer opens the door for us to ascend into the presence of the Lord. God help us this morning. You got to break away. Come on.
Bless Him.
You've got to break free and get away from the influences of this world. And don't let it pull you and keep you down.
Yes.
What is it that's a hindering you? What is it that's a dragging you down every day that you live? There's a higher realm and a higher calling. Paul put it this way, Brother George. He said it this way in Ephesians 2 all the way down. He said, at one time we were lost. We were without God. We were dead in our trespasses and sins. We were far away from the Lord. We were bound and we walked according to the course of this world. He said, you fulfilled the desires of your flesh. The devil owned you. He controlled you. You were under his authority. You were under his hand. He kept you down and pressed down. He beat you down and walked on you. He made you his slave under him. He worked in your members. He owned your mind. He controlled your thoughts. He had you right in the world's mold with all of the other sinners. You were the devil on the devil's level. You was dirty and you was unclean, unfit, ungodly, unworthy in your actions and fleshly desires. Some of us were so mean-spirited. We were hard to get along with. We fussed and fumed and fought. My Lord, we were hateful and envious and carnal-minded and pleasure-seeking. We had no peace in our soul. There was no real true love for our God and love and respect for others. We were self-seeking. Our conversations and our attitudes were so repelling until we were in that shape, until Jesus showed up and the Holy Ghost conviction got a hold of our heart, and God's love, it drew us to him. We were bound and we were down and a slave to the enemy until Jesus showed up with nail scars in his hands and the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God I don't belong to him now. I got a different Lord. I'm a servant, a different master. I'm a dancing, but I got a different partner this morning. I tell you, I hear the sound of a different drummer. I feel something in my soul of the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. That's what fasting and prayer will get a hold. It'll get a hold. It'll get a hold of you. It'll draw you above the clouds of despair. Hallelujah. And the darkness that hangs over your head and the spirits of depression, God can break them. Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord. Glory, glory, thank you, Lord.
But Jesus came. Man, I feel charged.
Bless him, Lord. Yeah. Come on, brother.
Come on.
He came and he made a change.
Yes.
He changed my heart.
That's right.
He changed my mind. He changed the way I walk. He changed my thoughts. He changed my attitude. He changed my nature. I don't do what I used to do. Turned my back on it a long time ago. I found a brighter path for my feet. We'll thank God forevermore. I belong to that blood-bought band. Hallelujah. Can you say I belong to Jesus? Well, glory to God. I've been born into the family of God. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. I'm bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. I have him living on the inside. He walks with me as the Spirit says. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost that abides within us. As God has said, I will walk in them and I will talk in them. Raise your hand. I want him to talk to me. I want him to deal with my heart. I want him to draw me higher.
Praise the Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless him, Jesus.
My outlook is different.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Instead of a down look, I've got an up look now.
Glory be to God.
It ain't all bad.
That's right.
If we'll learn to focus
and
look in the right direction, we'll notice it's not all bad. Jesus, I got you.
Glory be to God.
I'm a winner. My attitude and my nature's changed. I'm so glad that he lifted us up out of sin.
Thank you, Lord.
That's it, Brother John. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise God. I'm not what I was.
Amen. That's Christ.
I'm a new man.
Praise be to God.
A new direction.
Thank you, Lord.
A new desire.
Amen. That's right.
The love of God now, the love of Christ constrains me. It pulls on me. It keeps me. It leads me.
Bless you, Lord.
Well, glory, glory, glory. I'm glad that He's my keeper. He's my God. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Ephesians 2:4, but God, who is rich in mercy,
rich in mercy,
for His great love wherewith He loved us, hath quickened us.
Praise
that word quicken means to make alive. Hath quickened us, brought us up from death,
yes,
quickened us with Christ, and raised us up. Say it with me this morning, church. He raised me up. From this world. Out of the control of this world. He raised me up out of the low places of sin. And He made us, Ephesians said, to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We don't belong to this world anymore. We are not our own. But we've been bought with a price. A spirit, soul, mind, and body. I've been bought by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless. Listen close. The Lord made a change in you all.
Yes, He did.
Jesus saved you. He forgave you. He washed you clean in His blood. And He set you free. But, underscore, highlight it. Enlarge it.
Bless Him, Lord.
Right.
You're going to have to go higher.
That's right.
Yes.
Just saying. Man, I feel Him, Brother Jason.
Oh, bless Him, Lord.
Just because you go to church.
Go higher.
Just because you say you're a Christian. That don't get it.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
You might have got saved many years ago.
Mm-hmm. Come on, bro.
Are you where you used to be?
Blessed be God. Bless Him, Lord.
Is the Lord still drawing you and speaking to you, and you got fellowship with Him and communion with Him? Are you as close right now as you were in the times past?
My God, have Your way, Lord. Have Your way, Jesus.
Can you still feel His touch?
Blessed be God.
Have you still got a tender heart to Him? Are you still spending time with Him in prayer and in the Word of God? Have you got a longing? Still got the longing in your heart, your soul? I want to hear from the Lord.
Come on, listen.
Thank you.
I want to love You more, Lord.
Yes,
bless You, Lord.
Lord. Lord, I want to walk with You.
Yes, be God.
I got to have You, Jesus.
Come on, brother.
Is that love in our heart just as strong as the time when Jesus saved you and kissed your sins all away? And when you first started, when you didn't let anything hinder you or stop you, you went to church. You couldn't hardly wait for church night. Come on, family couldn't persuade you. Come on, the world, the job, money, nothing can hold you back. You say, I got something, Jesus, so precious. I want to hold on to it. I can't hardly wait to the church service. Lord, I want a closer walk. Lift me, Lord, up into those high places. Lord, I never want to be down like I was.
Thank You, Lord. Amen. Thank You.
Lord. Oh, Lord, Brother Jason, God's a calling to this church. He's a calling to me. We must go higher. Get your eyes on God, not others. Get your eyes on the Lord and not on the bad around you. We got to go higher.
Yes.
Just because I say I'm saved, Jesus, if you're going to serve God, you're going to go higher. You've got to serve God if you're going to stay saved. Can you say with me this morning, Lord, I seek that heavenly realm. Hallelujah, I want to be higher than what I am now. Glory, lift me up, Jesus, and plant my feet on higher ground where the pure sunshine is found. If you're going to have victory and joy in your life down here in this world, you're going to have to say, Lord, I'm going to serve you and I'm going to put you first. Hallelujah. It's going to have to be that Jesus is your everything and God is your all and all. He owns me and I have given myself to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Gotta go higher.
Yes.
I said I gotta go higher.
Amen.
This means if I have to crawl, I'll crawl. It means if I have to fall on my knees and dig my hands and fingers into the dirt. Come on. Brother Jason, we come into steep places. We come into slick places. We come into places that seems like hindrances and roadblocks. But how much of a desire have you got to make heaven your home? I tell you, I've been there many times when I fell on my knees. I said, Lord, I'll climb up over this rock if I have to get higher in you.
Yes.
Come on. Just because you've been saved and born again doesn't mean that you've got it made and you can sit back and take it easy and do nothing.
Come on.
No, your work has just now begun. You are a work in progress. God is endeavoring to draw you closer to Him. He wants you to go higher in Him and in His presence. But your enemy will pull on you. He'll work on your fleshly desires and your senses to keep you bound down to this world. I don't want this world's attitude in me no more. I don't want its motives. I don't want its desires. I don't want the world's goals. But I want Jesus down in my heart. Holy Lord.
Come on. Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Your enemy does not want you ascending the hill of the Lord. He'll keep you in the valley to live in the shadows to carry your old heavy burdens and cares. The devil will keep you tore up. He'll use everything he can to worry you.
Yes.
To aggravate you.
Amen.
And to discourage you.
Right. Yes.
He wants you to live in gloom and doom.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
And control you with his fear.
Oh, right. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Yes. He'll tempt you. He'll lure you. He'll vex you. He'll harass you. You'll live the rest of your life in misery. You'll stay at the bottom until you learn to pray and seek the face of God. Hallelujah. You can rise above it. You can get up above it. I said the Lord is a lifter up. He's my glory. He's my shield. He's a lifter up of my head. Raise your hand and praise Him this morning. There's a higher realm and you can get to it. Hallelujah.
Woo!
The devil will pull on you. Yeah, he'll lie to you. Hey God, he'll send you thoughts in your mind and mind battles that you ain't no good and you ain't worthy and others has got more than you, God. But I'm telling you, the same blood that washed my sins away, it's the same blood that redeemed every one of you. Glory. Ain't you glad of that? I said the same mercy and the grace of God that bought me and caught me and brought me unto the arms of God is the same arms that you're in this morning.
I'm in the same arms, bought by the same blood. Hallelujah. Have the same spirit. With glory. My name is written in the same book of life that your name is written in. Can I tell you this morning? I tell the devil he is a loser, and we are winners, and we're more than a conqueror through him. That loved us and gave himself for us and redeemed us from all iniquity. I'm a winner.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Praise God.
Glory be to God.
More than a conqueror.
More than a
conqueror.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Have you, my Lord. Have you way,
Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you.
The only way you'll be happy and victorious in these last days will be staying in the presence of the Lord in the high places of life.
Blessed be God. Hallelujah.
I just heard recently on my computer, I pulled up and listen to this prophecy teacher. He's a good prophecy teacher, but he's in connection with the missionaries overseas in these lands and stuff. Persecution is so bad over there in some areas that mommies and daddies, they're killing them and taking their children as slaves, raping the women, beheading them,
yes,
setting some of them on fire. And a missionary went over there. I forgot now what country it was. Had secret meetings, and they had to get back in a secret place away where they could worship the Lord. We think we got it hard. We think we got trials. And that missionary asked that pastor of that church, he said, how do you all make it? That pastor answered the missionary back. He said, we live in constant prayer and fasting. He said, that's the only way we can make it.
Wow.
He said, God strengthens us. He said, I can't tell you the power of the Holy Ghost that is in our services and what God is doing inside of us. There is a power that is keeping us. He said, but we had learned that we had to continually seek the face of God, fast and pray. And he said, the Holy Ghost keeps us. The Holy Ghost keeps us. The Holy Ghost keeps us.
Holy Ghost keeps us.
You had it. Give me more of a desire.
Give me a desire.
I have to have a desire.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I know a minister stood up one time in Flatwoods Church years ago. And he said, well, he said, I've been down for a long time. He said, I told the Lord just recently, Lord, I don't have a desire to read your word. And I don't have a desire to pray. He said, I was going to be honest with God. God, would you restore my desire to pray and read this and a desire to read your precious word, read my Bible. And he said, God has answered. God has answered. Just because you say you're saved, come on.
Amen.
You're going to have to do more than just sit back and do nothing.
Glory be to God.
You're going to have to shove your magazines aside.
Yes.
You're going to have to shove the entertainments aside.
Yes.
You're going to have to take your phone and shut it off.
Yes.
You're going to have to shut your computer down.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Take the newspaper and say, I don't want this bad news anymore. Pick up your Bible. You wonder why we're weak. You wonder why that we're malnourished. You wonder why we're so susceptible to spiritual sickness. We're not strong in the Lord. We don't take the meat of his word. We don't eat the bread of heaven. We don't drink from this fountain. And we don't seek the face of God in his strength. And Lord God Almighty, and we're weak. I said we're weak. And the devil is walking all over top of us. He'll beat you up. I said the devil's going to beat everybody up unless they go higher.
Blessed be God. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Lester Sumrall said that he was in the meetings back in Smith Wilberforce time. There was eight recorded people that Smith Wigglesworth prayed over them and raised them up from the dead. Recorded. And it's somewhere down in Tennessee in a church of God. It's in the registry. Eight people. He was called the Apostle of Faith, Smith Wigglesworth. Rose eight people up from the dead. This man had power, apostle of faith. Lester Sumrall said, I went into one of these meetings. He said, I was a minister. He said, when the meeting was over, he said, I saw miracles. And he said, Smith Wigglesworth had a real strong English accent. He didn't even need a microphone and speakers. Said he looked at me and he said, Lester, come see it. Lester found out where he lived and he went. It's over in Scotland. I don't remember the exact address now, but I read all those books. He went over there, had his hat on, had his newspaper under his arm, walked up, knocked on the door. Said that man of God opened that door. Said, what's that under your arm? He said, I just brought my newspaper with me. Leave it outside. It's not coming in my house. Leave it out there. I don't let bad news in my house. Lester said, I went in and took my seat and said, Smith Wigglesworth got his Bible, said, let's read some scripture. For 30 minutes, he read it in the Bible. Now let's pray. They prayed for 30 minutes. He reached over, got his Bible. He said, let's read the Bible again. Read the scripture. Read for another 30 minutes. He said, let's pray now. Got down on their knees and prayed again. When he got up that time, he said, you may go. You're free to go. That's all he said. Lester said, I walked out his front door, and he said, when I stepped down on the sidewalk, he said, I cannot tell you. He said, something happened on the inside of me. He said, from that day forward, I was never, ever the same. I went into a higher level. That man imparted something to my soul. He said, my ministry increased. And he said, I saw people coming and getting saved and getting healed. He said, God moved in a great way. He said, that man had something he imparted to me. I'm different. My life is different. There was another instance where they had a prayer meeting. And Smith Wigglesworth was praying. And they was gathered around him on an old wooden floor. And wooden chairs, old wooden chairs. This is back in the early 1900s. And the man that wrote the book, he said, when that man of God started praying, he said it felt like heaven came down. He said the whole atmosphere in that room was so changed and so charged with that man of God praying. He said, it got a hold of me that I had to get a hold of the legs of the chair. He said, I felt such a power coming down and like it was a force pushing me. He said, I held on to the legs of that chair. He said, the power of God come down on that man as he prayed.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God. How long has it been since you prayed? Until you pray through? How long has it been since you touched the throne? How long has it been until those innermost gushings of the Spirit rolled out of you and the Holy Ghost river flowed inside of you? How long has it been since you pressed through and broke through the flesh barrier and in the power of the Holy Ghost?
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's love him right now. My Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Heavenly Father, I love you, Lord. I love you. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you're speaking to us this morning, Lord. You're speaking. You're drawing, God. You're drawing. Oh, Lord, draw us higher, God. Lord, let me be honest with you right now, Lord. I need a greater desire, Lord. Please put it in my heart. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord, we praise you, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, God,
I pray
that
you worship you,
my Savior. My Savior. My Jesus. My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus wants you mind, heart, soul, and body. He wants your thought life.
Yes. Bless
he wants the vessel that you live in. Yes, God, yes.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
How many have ever heard this morning, and this is true, and it is really real. I pulled it up on the web yesterday. I read after two ministers, and then I heard another one preach on it. How many has ever heard of the snake line? The snake line. Anybody? The snake line. The naturalist and the biologist will tell you that there is a real, invisible line in nature that is definite and unchangeable. It's fixed. Once that you reach a certain altitude upward, that snakes cannot live there in the natural. It's called the snake line. In the mountainous areas of New England, when some people go to purchase a farm or buy a piece of ground to build on, they ask the seller sometimes, is the property and the land above the snake line? God fixed it by nature that when you ascend up above a certain altitude, it's up there, the atmosphere changes. The atmosphere changes when you reach a certain point in going up into the God's presence. The atmosphere changes. The mist of earth fades. The clouds and the din. You go above and there's a certain altitude you get. The atmosphere changes. I feel him right here. Are you into that place?
Bless him, Lord.
I know what you're saying, preacher. I have got in those times when I prayed and really hungered and wept and cried and groaned. The atmosphere changed. Raise your hand, praise him.
Amen.
The atmosphere changes. I said the atmosphere changes about you when you get up to a certain height in God. Oh, Lord. Come on. The atmosphere changes and the snakes cannot survive. They're forced to stay below that invisible line. God wants you to know that as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Below the natural line, the serpents thrive. They're ready to bite you. They're full of deadly poison and venom. They'll bite the young and they'll bite the old. Below that line, an unsuspecting child or an adult easily can fall victim to those serpents. It is God that has set the boundaries in nature at a certain place high up on the mountain and says to the devil and says to the serpent, hitherto shalt thou come, but no farther. You can't cross the snake line. Glory to God. And you say the devil, it cannot cross the bloodline. Hallelujah to the Lord. I am God's presence. And he ain't allowed to put his venom inside of me. Hallelujah.
Woo! Right. Thank you.
Amen. Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Can I tell you this morning that there is a spiritual line that God has fixed in the spirit realm, and it's high up on the mountain of his presence. There the serpent cannot cross or enter.
Bless
there, there's safety and security. But if you go below the line and you decide to live below the line, you live below that line, you're going to be susceptible to the serpents and their poison. I want you to know the deceiver and the destroyer of men's souls is waiting below the snake line. Can I tell us this morning, we got to go higher. I said we got to go higher. I'm teaching me this morning. I got to go higher. I got to get above the snake line. Praise him, church. We're going to have to go higher.
Praise you, bless the Lord. I thank you, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Holy, 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 holy,
oh God.
Holy. I praise your blessed Lord.
Oh God.
Bless him, mighty God.
Jesus.
If you choose to live there. Hello? Into the worldly realm. Into your pleasures. In your entertainment and in the worldly things. Your love for this world, its money or whatever. If you choose to live below that. I want you to know this morning, it'll mean spiritual poverty to you.
Right.
It'll be spiritual poverty. You'll battle. You will battle sin. You will battle defeat, one right after another. Below that line, there'll be shattered dreams, broken hearts, troubled homes, and troubled minds. The Lord wants you above that. Jesus, you want us above that. He's calling you this morning to the higher realm. We must go higher to be victorious in the Lord. Can I ask you this morning, what is it that's a chewing on you? What is it that's a chewing on you? A chewing the very life out of you. What is it that's a draining the life of God out of you? Oh Lord, what is it taking away the strength of God? I'm telling you, God told, it was a David, he said, seek my face and my strength continually. Seek me continually.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In World War II, a pilot, he got in his plane. He took off that runway and he went up. He was a sword. I don't know where he was headed to, but I read this. They said it's true, but I've heard preachers preach on it. As that pilot in World War II was a flying, he heard a scratching and a claw, and inside the fuselage where all the wires was that controlled his plane. The wires that sent the signals to where he could pull the levers, and he could go right, he could go to the left, he could go up, or he could go down. A clawing and a chewing, a scratching was going on inside of that fuselage. He said, all of a sudden, I realized then it was a rat.
Wow.
He said, I thought to myself, he said, if that rat chews through an important wire, I'm gone, I'll crash, and I will go down. He said, so what I did, he said, I put my oxygen mask on, and he said, I turned it on, and he said, I pulled the lever back on that plane. He said, I shot the fuel to it. He said, I pointed the nose of that plane and the propellers right into the sun. He said, I went higher. He said, I went higher. I kept the lever back, and I kept it going higher. He said, until the oxygen got so thin, he said, the chewing stopped. Hallelujah to God. He said, when I got back to the runway, he said, I got in there and found the body of a big rat. He said, I knew that if I didn't do something, that I would go down. That rat would destroy me. Well, glory to God. I'm going to tell you something this morning. We're going to have to go higher. I said, glory to God. I said, we're going to have to go higher. Come on, what is inside of your fuselage? What is inside of your mind? What is it that's pestering you and vexing you and tempting you and luring you? What is it that's chewing on you? Come on, my friend. The only way you're going to make it and survive in this hour, you're going to have to pull the lever, God, and get down on your knees and put on your oxygen mask and get in the Word of God and point the nose of it and live toward heaven and say, God, I'm going high. Am I going higher? Am I going above the snake line? Well, praise be to the Lord. Am I going for victory? I want to make it to heaven.
Thank you, Lord. I want to make it to heaven. Lord, help me, Lord, to make it.
Back in the mid-70s, listen to this, and I don't think I've ever told this in this church. Before me and Mary was married, I was saved in 74, so it was between, I was freshly saved between 74 and probably 76 in that area. Dad told me up there to the plant ensign, Shelton. I never forgot the man's name. Shelton. I don't know what his other name, first or last name. Shelton had a plane. It was his own private plane. So he, after work, you know, in the summer days and everything, he liked to go over to that airport, and he'd fly that thing down the Ohio River, over the Ohio, down around Kentucky, West Virginia, and everything. Listen to this. Listen to this. Dad's told me this several times, Brother Jason. I never told it here.
Yeah.
Shelton come to Dad and said, "What are you doing this evening?" And Dad said, "Well, I got stuff to do at the house." He said, "Won't you go with me?" He said, "When we punch out here today," he said, "we'll go down." I said, "I want to take you a ride in my plane. I want to take you a ride." Dad told me, Brother Jason, with the very words, he said, "I come that close going with Shelton that evening." He said, "I got to thinking, and I think, if I ain't mistaken, Dad had to hold the garden out." And Dad told Shelton, says, "No, says, I've got work to do at the house. I've got to hold my garden out, if I remember right." Well, Mom hollered for Dad to come in and eat. Well, Dad, Mom had a TV, so they turned it on Channel 3 News. And they had these flashing lights and everything going. And ropes, big yellow ribbons around this wreck. And this plane is tore all two pieces. And Dad looked at it. He said, "I looked at it," and they was telling, until they spoke the name, said, "This man worked at Ensign Electric. His name is Shelton, that owned the plane." Dad said, "I thought my heart would literally break." Said it. He said, "It felt like my air cut off." He said, "My heart was in my throat." He told my mom, and he told me, he said, "I just come here this evening. Of getting in that plane and taking a ride to Shelton." Said he begged me to go, and said I almost, and he said I told him I had to get home and hold the garden. I got in my car and I rode and drove all the way up there. At this time, now God's are working on me. You ever had God work on you?
Oh yeah.
And I felt so far away from God. God was a working on me to lay things aside, to lay things aside and to get closer to Him. I couldn't feel the Lord. I couldn't feel His blessings and everything, and you know, being elevated in the spirit. And even though I was playing my 8-track tapes of music, I just felt so empty, so empty. God was preparing me for that trip up there. Dad told me where that place was and where the field was and where the runway was. I got up there and I cut down, I seen the runway and I saw the wreckage. I saw the fuselage, the engine and everything. I parked and went down there, went underneath that ribbon over there and looked. And when that plane hit, it hit so hard, it just drove the engine and everything all the way back into the cockpit, and the wings was just mangled. Everything was mangled. This is the part that I want to tell you about. The runway was level like this, but the field coming to it was in shelves. So like 6 or 8 feet above this runway was a shelf, and it was level for a long ways. And then before that, was there was another shelf in that field, and it went down like 6, 8 feet like that. When he come in for a landing, he didn't have the plane high enough. He lacked only one shelf clearing. One embankment, one shelf, 6 or 8 feet. He only lacked that, clearing that, to get up and hit the runway. They don't know why, but I guess he thought that his plane was high enough and he could land it on the runway. But he didn't realize he was a flying too low. And when he hit it about 150 miles an hour, right straight into the embankment. He wasn't high enough.
Oh, God.
There's things can happen if we're not high enough.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
You're right.
Things can happen in our life if we ain't going high enough.
Right.
Bless Him, Lord.
Come on.
Amen.
You're right.
What I do affects my family.
That's right.
Yes, it
does. Amen.
What I do, I'm a connection to you all this morning.
Bless Him.
We're connected to one another.
One another.
That's right.
Come on.
Bless Him.
If I go down, want to come on. If I go down, how would that affect you?
That's right.
How's it going to affect
Amen.
You? Oh, God.
Right.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to go higher, Brother George.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I've got to go higher. Would you stand with me? I believe the Holy Ghost has spoke to us this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to have to go above the snake line. We're going to have to get higher. Come on. The things that are chewing on us of this old earth, we're earthbound. Come on. We're too occupied with the world and the things around us and the cares. Come on. We're going to have to get above it. What's chewing on you this morning? Come on. Come on, let's get up there in the pure oxygen of God's love. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. God, find you a place this morning at your seat. Find a place at this altar. Come on, I'm opening this altar this morning. Come on, let's go higher. You've got to go higher. If you're going to make it in this hour, if you're going to really serve God and be victorious in this hour and be ready when Jesus comes, we're going to have to go higher.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Yeah.